We're doing the Rambam on Pirkei Avot, and we'll dedicate our learning to Carl Chaim ben Meir Haber. We're up to the fifth chapter, the first Mishnah. Ba'asara ma'amarot nivra ha'olam. With 10 statements, the world was created. God said, let there be light. God made a statement, said, let there be light. Ma'amar is a saying, like Vayomer, Hashem said. So, in 10 statements, God created the world. The world was created. Uma Talmud Lomah, what's this coming to teach us? Valo b'ma'amar echad yachol libarot. The world could have been created in one sentence. God could have just said, let there be a world, and everything would have, if bam, boom, right? It's there. Ela, but rather, li'para min harshayim she'en me'abdin to'olam she'nivra ba'asara ma'amarot. God will take the wicked to task, because they're destroying a world that God invested the effort to create with 10 statements, v'liten sachar tov latzadikin, and to give good wages to the righteous, shehen mekaymin et ha'olam, for they sustain the world, shenivra ba'asara ma'amarot, which God invested 10 statements to create, and that shows the value God gives to the world, and then by indicating the value God gives to the world, God also indicates how he views those who help the world remain extant, and how he views and how he's going to pay back those who destroy the world. Explains the Rambam, Im titbonen b'chol ma shenemar b'maseh b'reshit v'yomer v'yomer. If you take accounting of how many times it says God said let there be, then you'll come up with the number 9. Timtzem tisha. You'll end up having 9 statements in creation, not 10. So our sages ask this question, and the Gemara answers, that the first verse that says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, that is the 10th statement of creation. Even though it doesn't say the word Vayomer, the mere verse that says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, that also counts as a statement. I guess when God created the heaven and the earth, intrinsic to that is that God said, let there be heaven and let there be an earth. So it's not overtly written in the Torah that God said so, but that's the 10th declaration. Even though it doesn't explicitly say that God said anything, that's what the concept is telling us. It's as though the verse would say, God said, let there be heaven and earth. Because nothing was created without God say so. He could have included all of creation in one declaration. It could have said, "Vayomer Elokim yiyu shamayim ve'aretz v'yikavu ha'mayim b'totzei ha'aretz." The Rambam words it differently than I said it. The Rambam says it could have said, "God said, let there be," and then an enumeration of everything in creation: the heaven, the earth, let the waters split, let the dry land appear, let the land give forth creatures. All of the creation could have been put together into one pasuk of one declaration. Ela yiched ma'amar lechol inyan, but God specifically created each one with its own declaration, so that we understand how amazing this creation is and how amazing the order of creation is. In our class on Nachmanides, Torat Hashem Tmima, which we will Bezat Hashem be starting again tomorrow, Friday morning, we'll start again the Ramban Torat Hashem Tmima. The Ramban discusses that the order of creation is evolutional. As you look at the order of creation, you can see that things get more sophisticated as you move forward in creation. You go from the inanimate to the animate, from the animate to the more sophisticated animate, to the animal, to the human being, to the woman. He doesn't say that. So things do get more sophisticated as you go along. There is what to be learned from the order of creation. We have to appreciate the world we live in. And we have to understand that he who destroys the world is destroying something awesome. And whoever is helping fix the world is fixing something awesome. The Rambam says, what do I mean destroy the world? I'm not talking about the guy who starts the atomic war that destroys the world. That's not what I mean. When I discuss someone who destroys the world, I'm discussing someone who destroys himself, his own soul. We have to understand that the essence of the world is our soul. On Rosh Hashanah, we will say, every time after blowing shofar, we say, Hayom Harat Olam. Today on Rosh Hashanah, The world was created. The world was born. Really. The world was created on Chaf Hei Elo. On Rosh Hashanah was the day that man was created. The world was created in the beginning of the week. Man was created on Friday. 5 days earlier the world was created, right? So what are we saying on Rosh Hashanah today? The world was born. Because the essence of the world is you. Is the human being. Is man. When we say the world was created, the world is the human being. So that's what the world's all about. That was the purpose of creation. So the world was really created on Rosh Hashanah, in essence. That was the final mark of creation, the creation of the human being. So when we discuss he who destroys the world, we're discussing, says the Rambam, he who destroys himself. He doesn't make himself a whole human being. When we discuss he who fixes the world, what we mean is hamtakenet nafsho, he who fixes his own soul. Because that's the capacity you have to create and destroy the world. I don't think any of you own a nuclear arsenal. I don't think so. You never know. All kinds of guys walk into Machon Meir. But as far as we know, you don't. So we don't have the capacity to create and destroy this world. The idea is, are we fixing ourselves? Because we represent the world. וכאילו היא התכלית הסופית בכל המציאות, because this is really the essence of all of creation, אשר בה נאמרו עשרה מאמרות. Because if you look at creation, you realize what was God creating the heaven and the earth for? What was God creating the water and the land and the fish and the animals? At the end, God says to man, you are supposed to master all of these. You are supposed to utilize all of these. God speaks to man, and we realize that all of this was created for the purpose of man. You know, you walk into a person's home and you want to sit down on a chair, and he says, no, don't sit on that chair. So you look at the chair, well, what is this, some kind of antique? Okay, you look at the chair, and he's dancing around the chair. He combs the chair, he pets the chair. You say, the man's crazy. What's wrong with you? Ordinary chair. How does a normal human being behave? He says, okay, the chair is there for me to sit on. The table is there for me to sit by. The food is there for me to eat. A crazy person says, no, don't sit on the chair. Don't eat by the table. Don't eat the food. Because the question is, what's the essence of the house? And what's everything serving? Everything's serving the man in the house. That's what it's there for. By the same token, the world was not created for the grass or for the trees or for the animals. No, the world was created for the human being. All of them were created for him. So if the world was created with 10 declarations, God invested this effort to tell us how important is the human being. We have to understand what value God gives to each and every one of us. As we explained in our introduction. Now, ordinarily, I don't like to digress because our class is focused on Rambam and Pirkei Avos. But this time, I think I'm going to go with temptation and digress for a minute, and we'll introduce a Hasidic thought. This is really a thought that the Rambam said earlier in Pirkei Avos. One of the greatest hardships in performing mitzvot is when a person has a bad self-image. When a person starts thinking, what am I worth? Because then a person could say, what difference does it make if I do a mitzvah or I do an avera? No! Who am I? And the Torah keeps training us to realize you are important and God is interested in what you do. Each and every one of us is important. And we have different mishnayot that illustrate that. And one of those mishnayot, according to the Rambam, is this mishnah that we just read. The Mishnah is telling us God created a world and invested time and effort. God could have done it with a snap. God didn't do that. God said one declaration after another, an evolvement of creation, and a creation that involved a certain investment on behalf of God. God was indicating something to us. God was indicating to us the importance that we hold in the eyes of God, each and every one of us. God said, I'm going to invest time in creating this world so that you appreciate in what high regard I hold you, the human being, what potential I give you, and how much I value a human being who perfects himself, and how much I'm going to hold it against the human being who destroys himself. That's how the Rambam is learning this Mishnah. So this is a thought that often is attributed to Hasidut, but as you will see, many thoughts that are attributed to Hasidut can really be found back in the Mishnah, and the Gemara, and the Rishonim. The Hasidut only simplified the concepts, but many concepts are here long before the Hasidut. Okay, on to Mishnah Beis. Now, this chapter is unusual in that the chapter begins by focusing on 10, 10, 10, and then 7, and it goes with numbers. Chapter 5 in Pirkei Avot revolves around numbers, at least the beginning of the chapter. And I see we're out of time, so we'll have to pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next time.